You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has just announced that a new renewable energy strategy is now open for public consultation. The strategy has been updated to target three priority areas, being transport, the heat used in industrial and manufacturing processes, and innovative and efficient use of electricity. The strategy will cover the period of 2017 until 2022 and hopes to improve New Zealand's energy efficiency overall. I spoke with Labour spokesperson for energy, Stuart Nash, and started by asking what these proposed changes were.
Well, there's a whole lot, actually. What the minister has done is updated emission targeting, electric vehicles. They want to have targets for individuals for their energy efficiency, for businesses, for state sector. It's sort of a big refresh and a rethink of where the government sees the country in 2022. Well, that's the impression I get anyway.
Just from the statement itself, it kind of seems really broad and gives kind of blanket statements like innovative and efficient use of electricity. Is there any kind of insight into what that actually means?
Well, it's an interesting point. I mean, to be fair to the minister, and I'm not normally, but to be fair to the minister, there's only so much you can put in a press release for it to get pickup. Looking at the strategy document itself, it is very broad, and it says things like, for example, support increased investment in energy research, development and demonstration to help foster innovation in the development and deployment of next-generation technology to ensure future productivity gains, end quote. Now, that's a mouthful, but I've written business cases and strategic documents, and that is, quite frankly, consultant speak, which I'm not too sure what it means. And I suppose what the document is, it's a first stage that the minister has admitted it's going out to consultation, but it's very sort of, it is quite general. There is not much detail in there, and when I hear words or read sentences like that, my first reaction is, well, goodness me, it sounds really good to the uninitiated, but it doesn't actually say much, if you know what I mean.
So what more can be done in terms of energy efficiency, do you think?
Oh, look, I think the document behind the press release is quite good in outlining the problems. There's no doubt about that. And in a way, I'll give the minister credit because he has acknowledged that we do have to do better than we are at the moment. And he has quite glibly outlined several areas or a number of areas where we could be doing better. But it's just the detail behind this. So what I'm expecting is this is about a 21, 22-page document which outlines at a very high level and a reasonably user-friendly level of where the government wants to go. But as they always say, the devil's in the detail. If, in fact, behind this, or what will end up being behind this, is a much more substantial document outlining the details, at that point we'll have a look at that and go, I sort of like this, or this is pretty hollow. The government, there's no doubt about it. In New Zealand, we have to change our perceptions of how we do things here. We all acknowledge the fact that, we're a two-car, most of us are a two-car family. We travel to work with one person in the vehicle. We're inefficient in the way we use heat and energy in our homes. Our transport network is pretty inefficient. Businesses are inefficient in the way that they use energy. And these have all been highlighted. And, credit's due. This has been recognised. But it's all very well to write it and say it and come up with flowery words to describe it. But the real, as they say, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Let's see the real detail behind this and get a handle on what the government is actually going to do to address the issues in a way that's meaningful and measurable. And by that, when they talk about increasing support for R&D, does that mean money? Are they going to provide financial incentives for businesses to become more energy efficient? I mean, Fonterra burns coal. Now, we all know it'd be a hell of a lot better if Fonterra did anything, used any other energy source except coal, but is there going to be any financial incentive to allow Fonterra to do that, or are they relying on the goodwill of big business, for example, to change the way they do things?
So, as you just kind of mentioned, there's a lot of things that New Zealand can improve on in terms of energy efficiency. Hmm. How does New Zealand kind of compare to other countries?
Our energy productivity, and by that I mean the output we get per unit of energy, is quite low. Our electricity generation is very high. In fact, I think we're only second behind Norway. So there are some areas where we're world-leading, of that there's no doubt. and then some areas where we're really falling behind the pack. And energy productivity is one of those. And this isn't just this isn't just an energy issue. This is a productivity issue right across the board. And that's perhaps a conversation for another day. But we are falling behind the OECD in a number of areas. If we want to sort of live our brand, our clean, green, 100% pure brand, we do need to get a hell of a lot better at what we do. Now, let me digress slightly. In 2005, the Ministry of Economic Development, the then Ministry of Economic Development, tried to quantify what our brand is worth. It's very hard to value a brand, but they came up with a value of around about $20 billion a year, and that was 10 years ago. My point is, if we really want to live this brand, and if we want it to continue and add value and place us in a premium, in the premium section of the supermarkets around the world for the next 100 years, then we need to start living a lot of the stuff that they talk about in this document. As mentioned, electricity we do very well, transport we do poorly. A lot of our businesses are poor in terms of energy productivity, and by that I mean there's a lot of wasted energy in a lot of our big businesses that we need to improve on. So the minister has done a good job at identifying the issues. We just now need to have meaningful solutions that are actually going to drive change, as opposed to nice flowery words that sound good in a document that few people read. You know, the basis of what the minister has put in this discussion document is pretty good, actually. And look, I'd be very happy to work with the Minister of Energy on this to have a sort of a bipartisan approach to driving energy productivity. And when we're in government, I'd be very happy to work with Simon Bridges when he's in opposition. But I think this is something that is reasonably important for our country. And it would be good if there was a bipartisan agreement on how to work together to drive the results that we need to see as a country. So I don't see this as terribly political, i.e., you know, just because the Nats do it, it's wrong. Quite the opposite. It's a pretty good start, but let's see what the detail is, and let's see if we can work together to actually drive the outcomes that will benefit all of New Zealand. You know, we both have the same electricity renewable target. We both want 90% renewables by 2025. You know, the fringe parties want us to go a little bit further, but the pragmatic reality is we'll have stretch targets, but we should be doing better in certain areas, like the electric vehicle one, for example. I mean, I think we should convert the whole government fleet to electric vehicles, and the first thing we should have is a crown fleet, which is electric, as opposed to these big diesel BMWs. Now, all that will do is it'll send a really important message that the government understands this and we're going to walk the walk. But there are a number of... And Simon Bridges and I get on very well. Just that we were elected together in 2008, and we went to Ethiopia together, actually, Simon, myself, and Nikki Kaye, and became pretty good friends. And so I have a healthy dose of respect for Simon. And in this area, it would be great if we could work together. And I'm really happy to sit down with Simon and say, hey, mate, what help do you need from me in terms of driving this? Or if the solutions that MB or whoever comes up with, if they work, then I'm really happy to stand beside you on the stage and say, hey, this is fantastic. We've got both parties working together to drive the positive outcomes needed for New Zealand. So very happy to do that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.